The president spoke very passionately about the need to improve the way we run elections in America, and he's absolutely right. It's simply not acceptable for citizens in the world's leading democracy to have to wait for up to 7 hours just to cast a ballot, or worse, to wait for hours to find that their names are kicked off the voter rolls. So there are real serious problems in how we run our elections. A commission is a really important part of how we can move forward.
And do you have any sense of how this commission will be structured? I see that it will be chaired by a top Republican lawyer who worked with Mitt Romney's people and a top Obama campaign lawyer. What about the rest of it? Have any sense as to whether other groups, other, I guess, sectors of the population will participate other than the people in the major parties?
You know, what we know about the commission right now is that the co-chairs, as you mentioned, very prominent election law lawyers for both political parties, and that it will also include some key business leaders as well as local election officials from across the country. We don't know whether there will be other groups included or how their concerns and issues will be addressed by the commission. I do want to point out that it's very heartening to see that Ben Ginsburg, Romney's lawyer, and Bob Bauer, Obama's lawyer, were willing to come together to work on this commission. And I think that that does augur some cooling of the partisan rancor on some of these voting issues and a recognition that the problems plaguing our elections today are American issues. They're not Democratic issues. They're not Republican issues. We need to actually come to some common sense solutions to make the system work for everyone. And so I think that that's a really welcome development, and I hope will promote similar action both in states and in Congress.
And I'm wondering if you have a sense of the scope of what they could do. This is a federal election commission, but so much of the laws, rules, regulations that govern voting obviously are at the state level, state controlled. Do you see an issue there?
No, absolutely not. I mean, our elections, as you mentioned, are largely run, run completely by the state election officials and as well by 13,000 different local election jurisdictions. But there are still some basic national standards that all elections officials in the country have to follow, some basic federal laws that establish minimum national standards for voting. And there is widespread support in the public for minimum national standards for voting, including standards to make sure that every voter who wants to be registered is on the rolls and has their registration move with them when they move, national standards to make sure that no eligible American has to wait more than an hour to vote. So there's some just baseline requirements that every American should be able to expect of their election system, and within that, the state election officials should have leeway to innovate in how they run their elections.
Your organization has been working on this issue for a good while. What's your sense of some of the limitations that people faced in voting?
The moving story of the 102-year-old Dessalene Victor, who accompanied the First Lady last night, is one example of the kinds of problems that we have in our election system, extraordinarily long lines, lines that are longer for some parts of the populace than for others. For example, African American and Latino voters waited in line twice as long as white voters in this past election. But really, voters of all political stripes and in virtually every state across the country had to wait for hours and hours to vote. When the lines are that long, not everybody waits. We see, unfortunately, millions of voters peeling off, not coming back. You know, that could affect election outcomes, and we see voters getting discouraged or demoralized by the process. But long lines are only one of the manifestations of the dysfunctional election system that we currently have. We really do need to upgrade that election system and bring it into the 21st century. And perhaps the most critical part that needs upgrading is our voter registration system. We currently have 1 in 4 eligible American citizens is actually not on the voter rolls. And 1 in 8 voter registration records are either invalid or have significant inaccuracies. Our voter rolls are based on a 19th century paper-based system. They're just not working for our American elections right now. What that means is that longtime voters can show up at the polls on election day, wait for hours, and find that they're not on the voter rolls anymore and not be able to cast a ballot that will count. What it means is that people lose confidence in the election.
Is there anything you saw happening at any of the polling places in the various states during the last election that really should be re-examined, perhaps looked at by Justice Department, and just really examined to see what was going on there?
The biggest problems in the elections aren't the kind of high-profile vote suppression incidents, but they're the more day-to-day problems that unfortunately plague polling places all across the country. The problems of voters not appearing on the rolls, the problems of voters waiting for hours to vote, the problems of not enough machines and insufficiently trained poll workers. And while it's less glamorous, those problems actually lead to millions of lost votes each election. It's critically important that America take this moment when our voting problems have been in the national spotlight and when there's a clear national call for fixing those problems to actually get the job done. We do not want to go through yet another election with voters waiting in line for 7 hours and with a ramshackle system that's not working. This is the time, right after elections, when the problems are fresh in people's mind and the political momentum is there for us to actually fix that system. And we hope that this commission will be a critical part of that effort. We hope that Congress and the states will follow that lead and do their part as well.